I'm not looking at you.
You're
like
leering at me, like suggestively. I'm a little weirded out. I'm a little uncomfortable right now.
This is really awkward.
This is like the Stuart Scott googly eyes, what you just gave me.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. And now your hosts, Michael Buseglia and Leon Oliver.
And welcome inside episode 11.
Nope.
Was it 12?
Yep.
Well, shit. Episode 12 of Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. I am Leon Oliver, sitting across from Sweet Lou, Michael Buseglia. We are in the bunker here.
I think that you and I, as this show is evolving, and I think it has, if you listened to all the episodes, you're now cursing. I think we're, what am I trying to say?
Are we blossoming, Michael?
I think, well, maybe.
Are we becoming a woman before your very eyes?
First off, I think you and I are working so much, I think we're getting, like, weary. I think I'm losing my mind. And that's making for better Outside the Box.
I slept for, like, 3 hours last night.
Why did you not sleep so much? What was going on?
I couldn't sleep. I think I have insomnia. I toss, I turn, I can't sleep.
Do you need to drink to sleep?
I like to have 8 to 12 beers when I come home. It kind of calms me down a little bit. You know?
Okay, yeah. If the, yep, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, there's that, and I just couldn't sleep, and my girlfriend wasn't really happy. I think I was snoring. I think she, like, kicked me a few times. That wasn't good. So
You're a big snorer, huh?
I snore a lot.
I snore sometimes.
You know, I used to travel with the men's soccer team, and they used to record me snoring at night and play it back at breakfast the next day. Those are evil bastards.
The men's soccer team cared about you. That's very surprising. Should they have cared about winning?
Yeah, well, not so much this year.
Okay. let's record Leon snoring.
I think if you got some guy snoring in the room next to you at 3 o'clock in the morning, you get two options: get mad or record.
Oh man! Well, yeah, I've been on the road for some of these sports crapola things, and boy, there are some awful snores. I'm not going to name the guy, but I mean, it's like the next level.
There are certain people that I go on the road with that
request you to leave because you snore.
No, well, they'll just flop down and pay for their own separate room, so it's actually an advantage.
Yeah, it's good that you snore.
So maybe I should fake snore louder sometimes.
Maybe. Yeah, that's not the only thing you fake.
Yeah. I don't think a man can... I'm going to stop right there.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I don't think a man can fake that, Michael.
Why not?
I think there's a physiological process.
But you could just pretend.
Once again, there's a physiological process.
Right.
It's not like... I'm not going to go into 11th grade.
Am I making you uncomfortable?
No, I'm not going to go into 11th grade sex ed here.
Here's something crazy.
What was your grade in that class?
I don't remember.
An A.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's like your only A. This is wild, but do you know the class where they show you a woman giving birth?
No, I've never seen that class.
We had that freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year. I missed it every year, and it wasn't on purpose. It was a coincidence. I would fake sick sometimes. You know, not to go to school. I would do it on Tuesdays, too. I would gear up to get ready for Monday, and then I don't know, Tuesday would burn me out. But I missed it. Maybe it was only on a Tuesday, that video. I've never seen that.
They never did that with us. They separated us and gave us the whole different classes and talks and stuff. And what pissed me off was in fifth grade, the first time they separated us and did the whole boys have this, girls have this thing, the girls came back from their class. They all had gum. And I was pissed because I wanted gum.
Why do you think they all had gum?
I don't know. I still don't know. Maybe some secret girl society stuff or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
They had gum. We didn't get jack. I had to sit and learn things I already knew, and I didn't get anything. They got gum.
You're still bitter about this.
Yes, I'm still
Move
bitter
on.
About it. You know how good a stick of Big Red would have been back then?
Ooh, juicy fruit. What's that zebra gum?
What the hell is zebra gum?
There was like gum that was not zebra. There was like different colors. Yeah, zebra gum or something.
No, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
You know what I used to chew?
Tobacco.
No. Well, almost. Big League Chew. It looked like chewing tobacco.
That stuff was good. I'd love to get that back. That was great. Can you buy that now?
I think they still have it.
I would love to have
some. I had a pack as recently as like a year and a half ago, I think.
This is Outside the Box, by the way.
Yeah,
did we mention that?
Yeah, this is random gum. Well, this is gum radio.
We have a guest coming on as well. We do. From the Newsplex, weather meteorologist Brantley Ussery.
Yeah, these news guys, they can predict the weather. I can do it, too.
No, you can't.
I can predict a fantastic forecast. He's skilled. Brantley's skilled. I got the goods. I could be the next rising star. Fox 43 in Virginia Beach has
a competition. I'm not going to sit here.
I could be the face.
We're not going to sit here and have this bullshit session. We've already recorded the weather. We did that part already, and we're going to play it after, and we're doing this part now. Don't even try me. I know how you did. I won't reveal it because I don't want to tune out our listeners, but don't give me this whole spiel about how great you're going to do, all right? Stop it. I'm calling you out right now.
You don't know how to do it. You don't know how to build to a crescendo, Michael.
No, I am not allowing you to be this BS machine. No way, Jose. Not going to do it.
It's a very interesting segment. You should make sure to tune in later on for that. You can also check out the show on Facebook, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. You can search for that on Facebook. We're at 159 likes? 160?
I saw 157.
157?
This is...
It fluctuates, I think.
That's a good point. Well, sometimes it goes down. You think people are defriending us?
Some people
are deliking us?
Some people's like, fuck those guys.
I don't know what it is. I can curse. When you do it, I have a problem with it.
Yeah, well, you know. The challenge is out there for you. I'm going to raise it 10 more bucks. We get the 300 likes. If you're the 300th like, you get a $20 gift certificate to the restaurant of your choice. That could be BK. It could be Carrabba's. It could be Outback. It could be the Palm. What does 20 bucks get you at the Palm? A grapefruit, probably. But... you can have it. $20 is all you got to do.
This is the first time, I think, in 6 years you've actually made me laugh.
Well, you know, whatever I can do, Michael, to get you through the day.
This is going
to
be us, though, in 55 years. This is Outside the Box, episode 7006. When you can get us to 300 likes, I'll take you to wherever you want for the senior center.
You
got
to get the
special.
Early bird special.
The early bird special. It will be like, we're at 288 likes. I'm 88. We're never going to get there, big guy.
Well, you know, maybe so, Michael. On the wing of prayer, we can get there. But you can check us out on Facebook. Also, on Twitter.
And Seville Podcast.
Yes. SevillePodcast.com is where you're listening to this now. But it's on Twitter at OTB with Mike.
Know me. Now, the Seville Podcast download number was not there for a while. And I get obsessed a little bit about checking
out.
Numbers.
You're obsessed. You're very narcissistic.
I am. With this stuff, absolutely. This is my baby. I want to see it do well. But the numbers disappeared, so I wasn't quite as compulsive about looking at the numbers.
Yes.
And then one day it magically appeared again, and I noticed we have 100 and 102.
Which is good, and that's just downloads. That doesn't factor in how many of you go there and press the play button and just listen to
right.
it. Because I'm sure a sizable amount of people just go here and press the play button. I know I do that with other podcasts. I never download podcasts. So we appreciate all the support. We should appreciate the support that you all will be coming. Make sure to spread the words to friends, family, coworkers, people you hate, your dog, whoever can get on the internet. Send it to them. Check it out.
Right. Your dog can get on the internet. Now, we had a discussion a few hours ago. What were we talking about? And I said, stop it. Let's save it for Outside the Box.
You do this every week, and I never know what you're talking
Remember,
about.
Remember, we were talking, and I was like, this would be a good subject for Outside the Box. We were debating about something.
Was it when we went to Wendy's?
Yeah, when I took you to Wendy's.
You took me to Wendy's. You go to me and you go, you want to go get a bite? Yeah, sure.
All right.
But I think it was, once again, how you order, because the guy didn't understand me. But
no, it
you.
Wasn't that. It wasn't that.
I honestly don't know then, Michael. I just don't know. What I do know, what you can think about when that comes to you, is have you seen this thing where, like, Facebook now wants to, like, replace Gmail? It wants to be, like, its own email thing.
I did not see this. So, F-mail?
No, it's, like, some sort of weird, like, you can text and email and Facebook chat. It's all
It's trying to take over the world.
And, like, one, yeah, it's a little scary, if you think about it. And you look at, like, Facebook's track record, or, like, privacy, there's no way in hell I'm using that for my email. And, like, you know, other people could see that or something. There's no way I'm going to use Facebook for my email. It's getting a little too big.
Facebook is taking over the world. There's the one part in Facebook now where you can search people's interactions with each other.
Yeah, you see
you were
friendship.
Showing me that.
I saw it.
That's
the other day.
Too stalkerish. I enjoy my little stalker. You know, you have your moments where you want to stalk people. That's cool. People do that. But now where you can get to the point where you can break down their conversations and analyze
no,
it.
No, that's
have
really
set up.
Weird.
Half the fun is the stalking. You're almost taking away the stalking factor. Now you're just there.
It's really weird. And if, like, you click on it. So if you click on, like, see friendship between Michael Pasaglia and Leon Oliver, there's, like, a picture of us. We didn't pick that picture. Facebook picked a picture that had both of us in it.
Do we have a good picture together?
I haven't looked at it.
It's probably me, you, and Callahan from last week.
But it's a picture to represent us. And then it's like every interaction that we've had on Facebook, it's really, really creepy.
That is creepy. I don't like that.
But with the way Facebook is going now, you ever seen that show Cheaters?
Uh-uh.
Where, like, they follow around people. They get, like, private detectives.
Oh, I've heard about that show. Yep, yep. Definitely.
You don't need that. You just go on Facebook. You can go and look. Friendship. Oh, so that's who she's talking to, huh? That's really weird.
That's very creepy. Yeah, really? I'm not a fan of that. That's bizarre.
Speaking of creepy. Oh,
you.
Yeah, well, what are your thoughts in the news lately, people have been talking about those airport body scanners.
I heard a story about somebody from San Diego that went through the scanning line, and, well, pretty much they, you know, the TSA person got a little too familiar with the other person.
Yeah, they got a little too touchy-feely. That's no-no. That's wrong. You shouldn't do that.
But, I mean, if you put a bomb next to your balls, I mean, they got to find it.
It's a bad place to put a bomb.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're like, all right, I'm going to go out, you might as well just... destructive from the ground level up. Yeah, but like, well, I'm taking me and my bags with me.
But some people are mad, and there's images online now of like some courthouse in Florida where people that went through this software, and it has like a photo of them, and you can kind of clearly make out what that person looks like, nude. And then with a little bit of photo touch-up work and this and that and replacing layers, pretty much you got no Photoshop and all this stuff. You can pretty much construct what that person looked like fully nude.
So what's the point of this? Are they putting it online? Is this your new Facebook
profile?
It's going
to be in airports, and people are pissed about it. So would you go through one of those?
Oh, yeah.
You got no problem with it, huh?
So what is the point? That it's going to make us safer?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people
who's looking at the pictures?
Well, that's the thing.
Who's looking at the pictures?
The TSA employees, which there's not a lot of high standard for that. So it could be just Callahan could be a TSA employee.
And you've heard the Seinfeld joke where he's talking about the TSA people, and he goes, and I apologize if there's a TSA worker that listens to this. Well, we lost you. The Seinfeld joke where they're like, all right, let's put the biggest people we have and can find the smallest outfits, and every TSA worker cannot fit in their own outfit.
That's very true.
They're always like blubbering out of it. Maybe even they're not the fattest person, but for whatever reason, the TSA outfit is just a little too small.
TSA? In a
hey.
Excuse me.
Excused. Oh, there you go. Get it out. That's what she said.
And mall security guards.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a lean mall security guard?
I feel like if there is a lean... No, I'm going to cough. If there is a lean one, he or she is like super, super, super thin.
But
either super chunky or a string bean.
And they're a string bean because they're like 76 at that point.
Right.
What other jobs, I'm trying to think, jobs where you think like, oh, there's usually fat people that work this job.
Places a fat person would work. A carnival.
Yeah, there's a lot of fat carnival workers.
All right. Bowling alley.
I don't go a lot of bowling alleys.
Okay. Movie theater. Nah, I feel like, you're skinny nerd with pimples.
17-year-olds, you know. No, people that work on, what are those things called? DMV people.
People at the DMV?
Yeah. Newspaper. Huh. Newspaper people.
Newspaper. Radio people?
Radio people. Give yourself 20 years. It'll be okay.
You want, hey.
What?
That's not bad. 20 years, how old will I be? I'll be 47 when I start to get a little chunky.
You'll have a nice gut at 47, I'm sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to bet?
Yeah, I would venture to say
I'm going to come over right now and start beating the crap out of you if you continue with this.
What's wrong with you having a gut at 47? He's walking away from the microphone.
I might have. I'll have a little gut. Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Will you still be drinking Michelob Ultras?
I've moved on. Did I tell you I moved on?
You moved on from the Michelob Ultra?
I have a new beer of choice.
What is it, like Lefim Light?
Rolling Rock.
You drink Rolling Rock now.
Yeah. What's your reaction? You're just giving me the duck face.
Do you actually... what the hell's the duck
like
face?
What does a duck look like?
Is it the same face as like the girls on the Facebook that make the stupid fish face photos?
That's more of your lips sucking in.
Yeah.
I'm talking about more like pulling your lips back.
Oh.
They're kind of opening up like a duck.
Oh,
yeah, that's more of a...
Well, I'm glad that you moved on, and I'm proud of you.
Really?
And you just reminded me of something that infuriates me.
Oh, boy. This makes me nervous.
Have you been on the Facebook lately?
We just talked about it.
I know, but have you been on there lately?
I mean, I have, I guess, sometime
today.
Have
you seen the people posting their statuses ask me a question in my inbox.
I saw that today. What
I'll
is that?
I'll post it in my status. It is the stupidest fucking shit I have ever seen in my life. And I'm so tired of seeing. All I've seen on Facebook today is, question, would you have dated me? Answer. Well, I really didn't know that you liked me, but I have a boyfriend now, so it doesn't matter.
Explain without getting angry. Keep it together. Explain what this is, and before, as you're on like this rampage. I kind of understand it, but I want to fully understand what's going
on
here.
You know how like Facebook is full of stupid people that do stupid things. And remember, like all the girls that were posting what color bra they were wearing.
For like, was that for breast cancer awareness?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how that
helped.
Or
like their purse where they leave it?
Yeah, I don't know how that helped with cancer awareness, saying that, you know, you like it on the table.
Right.
I don't know how that helped. But right. Anywho.
I agree.
So now the thing going around Facebook is, let's say I ask you a question, Michael.
All right, let's
try.
And
I send you a question into your inbox.
Ask me a question.
You know, who was the first girl that said, no, Mike, I'm not going out with you? You would then answer that in your status. So your Facebook status would be question. Who was the first girl that said they weren't going to date you? And then you would put answer, such and such. When I was 12, she said I was.
And you would link her name?
No, you wouldn't. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but you would just put that in your status.
Who's coming up with the questions?
People are asking you questions. I'm asking you a question. Someone else is sending you a question. Someone else is sending you a question. And you're answering these in your inbox.
I couldn't even talk to girls until I was like 23. It's terrifying.
That's very true. So your news feed is just full of people. Oh, my first kiss was at scout camp. I was 11. I don't care.
Your first kiss was at fat camp. You were 15.
I was drinking a beer.
I'm sure your dad would be proud.
Yeah, well, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, it doesn't.
But
or in this case, the BK broiler.
Or the beer. But no, it's. Sorry. I'm so tired of this crap on Facebook. And maybe I just need to leave Facebook alone. Maybe I just need to walk away from it. Because there's so much crap on there.
You love Facebook.
That infuriates me, though.
I unfortunately have to leave in a few minutes.
Where do you have to go?
I have to go to my other job.
Wait, what are you, like a janitor or something?
Yes.
Are you cleaning up third grade vomit at
a janitor.
Elementary school?
I am a janitor, yes.
Are you like Groundskeeper Willie?
I am Groundskeeper Willie.
Do you have a Scottish accent?
I do not. But I am a janitor at my late night job, and I have to be there in about 16 minutes.
What
so we got about another five to talk.
If you're late, do you get fired?
Well, I mean, I got to clean up the garbage. I don't want anybody to smell the garbage. Speaking of garbage,
okay.
When I take my garbage out, sometimes instead of going to the garbage, trash disposal, whatever,
right.
in my complex where I live,
yeah.
I bring it here.
That's the stupidest.
And I put the garbage in the dumpster here. Dumpster, that's the word I'm looking for.
It's a 2-minute walk for you.
I know, but sometimes I don't want to make that drive down there and turn around.
So I
leave it in the car.
Very, very lazy.
Yeah.
You were also the same person. You and the guy that we used to live with, maybe more so him.
What?
They would put the trash bag on the porch.
I'm so good now. I always throw it out, except one time this week, but I always throw it out.
They would put the trash bag on the porch. And you come home, and there's like a murder of crows.
Okay. One time. This was one time. Okay.
I
made Clams Casino.
There's fucking crows and clam shells.
I made Clams Casino, and I threw the shells in the garbage. And the garbage sat out there, and I go out there one morning, and there's clam shells all over the porch, and crows eating the clam shells. That was bad.
That was real bad. It smelled worse than your colleague here.
Do you ever, we're both coughing. You and I don't even smoke.
Maybe we should.
That'll stop the cough.
Yeah. That could be a little interesting.
What do you think?
I do you have time? Do you have to leave?
I do soon. That's I don't know. I mean, how far can we go? What do you think?
He's a big Steeler fan, so I hear.
Yeah.
He's really
big. Put on his wall, his Facebook or whatever.
You're obsessed with the Facebook.
Obsessed. He went on, go Steelers. And people from Pittsburgh have the accent, instead of saying Steelers, they go Steelers.
Well, also people from Pittsburgh, a lot of them can't properly spell. So they, you know, the STILL.
That's not the reason. I'm not going to let, I have a lot of good connections to Pittsburgh. I'm not going to let you go there.
I'm going to go there.
Well, you suck. Anyway, this Jack, he wrote, go Steelers, like he was a Pittsburgher. I doubt he's been there.
Oh,
he well. tra- It frustrated me, okay? That gets me angry.
Do you defend Pittsburgh so much? Are you Andy Vance like?
I do for a few reasons. My mom is from there. I have a lot of family from there. Okay. My fiance is from there.
Okay.
And I have a lot of connections to the city. I love it. I've been there a lot.
So you bear the flag?
What is that? What do you mean I bear the flag?
Do you carry the torch? Are you the savior of the Steel City?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I just wanted to know. Were you protecting Lady Pittsburgh's honor?
Hey, you're scared to go into a big city, first of all. Oh, here we go.
I go to D.C. all the time.
I do.
Don't mind.
Doug, me.
When's the last time you went to D.C.?
When was the last time I went to D.C.? Don't remember. Last couple of years.
I was there like a month ago. I go to D.C. pretty much every other month now.
You like it?
I love D.C.
It's a small city.
It's a hell of a lot better than Charlottesville.
I agree. Outside the box, I have to go. I'm sorry.
Disappointed in you.
Episode 12. Coming up next, the weather guru, the weatherman, Brantley Ussery. He'll break down the weather. He'll go up against Leon Oliver. Enjoy it, everybody. This is Outside the Box. We'll see you in a second. As promised here on Outside the Box, Leon Oliver, he's been saying for a couple of weeks that he is the weather guru, that he can give a weathercast, which is a utter and complete joke, which we'll hear from in a minute. So what, as we promised, we decided to do is we brought in a professional. We brought in a real weather dude from the Newsplex here in Charlottesville. A meteorologist. I shouldn't say weather dude. That's
weather
inappropriate.
Dude's fine.
Okay, well, there you go. Brantley Ussery. Brantley, appreciate you coming in.
Sure,
and,
no problem.
Before we have you come in and do your newscast or your weathercast, tell everybody your job at the Newsplex.
Well, Mike, you know I'm a meteorologist at the Newsplex. It's basically my job to figure out what's going on with the weather and tell people about it in a way that is hopefully easy for them to understand and plan their days by. And we never mess up.
Never?
Never.
Yeah, I've seen some of the images from weathercasts. There was one big, big mess up.
There was.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go into
details. We won't go into that.
I don't want to embarrass you, and I don't want to, you know.
Many years ago.
Yeah, I don't want to look bad upon you at the Newsplex and anything bad to happen there. So, anyway, I'll pretend to be an anchor for a moment.
Okay. And Leon's been saying he's a weather guru for weeks.
Oh, Leon's an idiot.
Weeks.
Don't listen to this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, all this
well,
guy
that
knows
the
how to do,
a little bit.
All he knows how to do is drink beer and eat donuts. You don't want to have anything to do with him.
Okay. Well, maybe I do.
That doesn't sound so bad right now. But anyway, all right. Alrighty, I'm the anchor dude. Okay, Mikey B here, your anchor, talking news. We're going to get to the story about the elephant that escaped from the Charlottesville Zoo in just a matter of moments. But first, with your weather, your meteorologist, your weather guru dude that knows all, and he's not Leon Oliver, he's Brantley Ussery. What's going on in the weather?
All right, Mikey B. Well, this is the point where I take it away and lapse over into my weatherman voice and tell you that the forecast for tonight, we've actually got an area of low pressure that is spinning out to the west. So that's bringing some rain to the area, as we've seen just about all day long. And it's also causing the winds to pick up. So we're going to have a gusty night out there. We're looking for winds 20 to 30 miles per hour and temperatures sort of steady in the upper 40s to around 50. The rain is going to taper off, though. And for Wednesday, it's going to be breezy, but at least we'll get some sun back to the area. Now, temperatures, it looks like low 60s for most of us, which is a little bit above the average, in case you're wondering. Then for Thursday and Friday, another cold front heads our way, and that'll bring a few more clouds. It is going to cool off. We'll drop back into the 50s for Thursday and Friday. It looks like only the mid-50s. And of course, we've got the big Christmas tree lighting downtown, what we call the Grand Illumination. Now, for the weekend, Holiday Heritage Parade Saturday. Forecast looks great. We've got plenty of sunshine working in. Temperatures above the average again, back into the 60s, and by next week, we could actually get some areas close to the 70-degree mark. So we really have been all over the place this month. We started out a little wet and cool for the first few weeks of November, but now that we've gotten into the second half, it looks like things have turned around. We've actually been a little bit warmer than the average, and with the exception of what we saw earlier this week on Tuesday, most of November has been fairly dry. So that is your forecast in a nutshell here.
All right, now I'll be the anchor guy, and we'll do like pretend.
We've got to do
our small talk.
Banter.
Well, Brantley, I mean, we look like we're going to have another great weekend. Virginia football not at home, unfortunately, but I'm sure a lot of activities for the kids here on the weekend.
Lots of activities for the kiddos, hence the Holiday Heritage Parade, where they can see me riding with Santa Claus in a horse-drawn carriage. And I'm kind of interested as to how that's going to turn out. I'm not actually driving the horse. Well, you don't drive a horse.
What day was this on when you were talking? I honestly zoned out for a few moments.
Okay, this is Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Well, we'll definitely make sure to look for you there. Brantley, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I can't wait to see what Leon dishes up here.
Yeah, that's going to be a joke. All right, when we come back here in the Weather Center, as we move to the News Center, whatever it's called now, as we mentioned, the elephant that escaped the Charlottesville Zoo, it's all coming up next on your leader for news outside the box. Thank you, Brantley.
Thank you.
You're good at that.
Thanks so much.
You should stay in here when Leon does his weather. I know you'll make him nervous.
Do you think so?
Because you're a pro.
I can
and
apply
all,
the pressure.
But what I wanted to do, and he wouldn't go for this, is you would give the weathercast, and I would play noise sounders in your headphones. You don't have headphones on now.
Uh-huh.
But play funny sounders to make you laugh. He wasn't for it.
Hmm.
You're not for it either.
I could still handle that.
Yeah, I know you could. Yeah. All right, Brantley, thank you. Now through the magic of radio, here's Leon. All right, welcome back to part two, Outside the Box Weathercast. We just had Brantley Usry on, a pro, a real weather dude. Now we're bringing in Leon Oliver, who's the co-host of Outside the Box. First thing he says when he comes in here, it smells like beef stew.
Because you're eating in the studio.
Yeah, you smell like beef stew.
I smell like a lot worse things than beef stew.
What do you really smell like? Come over here. Let me sniff you.
That's a little weird.
All right, fair enough.
It's a little weird.
Okay, I got to be the anchor now.
Next week, can we bring in the real radio guy and see what you can do against him?
You know what? Go fuck yourself. All right, ready? I'm going to be the anchor guy. You ready?
All right.
And welcome back to Outside the Box News. Mikey B with you here. We're going to get to that story about... Hey, what? Don't laugh at me. We're going to get to the story about the elephant that escaped the Charlottesville Zoo and the havoc that it's causing on 5th Street Extended. Went to the Taco Bell Express, which Leon will be joining the elephant in just a matter of moments. But first, Leon with the weather. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, Michael, the weather not wreaking havoc outside right now. The rain is tapered off a bit. About 60-some-odd degrees outside. Glorious day if you want to take off tomorrow and play golf. It's about 63 degrees tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Make sure to put on a jacket. Might get a little bit colder in the evening. Temperatures probably dip down to about the 40s or so. And, you know, this is the shortest weather newscast ever because that's all I have.
That's it? I've been waiting a whole week for this crap. That's all you have?
I was doing...
You have stats and charts. Read the papers in front of you.
I was doing high school football.
Oh, I thought this was your weather.
No, I did it cold, Jerry. He's got, like, machines and, like, blimps and stuff. I got, like, a stick and a rock, and I
just
wave
go look
around
online.
And do, like, a Hopi rain dance.
Look for Brantley. Don't you have a website where you can get the weather, too, right?
Yes, we do. A little shameless self-promotion, SivoWeather.com.
You could have gone to SivoWeather.com, you dumbass.
If it doesn't involve beer, women, or sports, I don't know where it is on the internet. Like,
which one? What's the order?
Oh, you gotta go beer first. Then the sports. Then I put the women third.
What sites do you look at for women?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, what do you know?
Like,
I don't know.
Like to keep that on, you know, the download here.
Okay.
Me, on the download.
Oh, yeah, download. Yeah, a little Freudian slip there, buddy.
Well, you know, click, you know, right click, save as, yeah.
Well, I don't want to keep Brantley in the studio much longer since I know he's got to get back to his real job.
He's got a real job.
Although
he seems
excited.
Unlike us.
Although I'm actually joining him there in a little bit.
Well, you know, they got to have somebody to give people coffee. But, you know, look at him. He's got a suit and a tie. He looks all nice. I got, like, crappy shorts. This is the difference between television and radio, right here.
See, I'm a little jealous, though, because, I mean, here's what we have to wear, the suits and the ties.
See?
It would be pretty nice to be
You look like a homeless...
I do. Have you seen my hair? There's like a chia pet coming from under my head.
Yeah, you look, to be honest,
I go to work like this.
You know, I love you, but you look terrible.
I will be the first one to
tell you. You look absolutely terrible.
I look like
I'm getting a haircut tomorrow. You want to join me?
I look like Johnny Damon if he gained 200 pounds. Look at my face. Look at my hair. Johnny Damon, 2004.
Johnny Damon if you ate Derek Jeter.
I don't think he would taste very good.
All right. Well,
a little too lean. Maybe Cecil Fielder.
You actually resemble Cecil Fielder.
A little bit.
A larger Cecil Fielder.
I'm not larger. You can't. It's
Let's
not
compare
physically
their,
possible.
Okay, would you be willing to give up your? Would you be willing to tell everybody your weight on the outside the box?
I'll give you a ballpark. I won't give you an exact number.
All right, I'm looking up Cecil Fielder, and how much this guy weighs.
And when you look up Cecil Fielder, there's like heart attack come up next in your Google search.
Best out of shape athletes. Yeah, that's what he came up with here.
Best out of shape athletes, Kung Fu Panda's on there.
Yeah.
Jerome Bettis has to be on there.
God, I don't know how to use this stuff. Sometimes this internet just pisses me off. I just want to know how much he weighs.
They didn't teach you a lot at Syracuse, did they?
This
is why you're doing radio and not television.
I know. We could maybe Brantley will let us come into the TV station. We could do a sportscast or something.
No, that would be fun.
You think you could do that?
I don't think there's like a word past fired that would happen to all of us if that happened. I am no Mark Davis. I am awful.
I cannot find his weight. I'm sorry.
Well, ballpark then. What do you?
What do I think Cecil weighs, or what do I think you weigh?
What do you think Cecil weighs, and what do you think that I am?
Cecil says here he's 6'3". So, yeah, I mean, you're not 6'3". What are you, 5'8"?
Well, 5'9".
It says here he's 6'3", 230. I have a hard time believing that.
In like 1982.
Yeah, maybe. I have a 1985.
No.
I have a hard time believing that.
So, what do you think? I'm like Albert Hainsworth or something?
Yeah.
No. Give me a number.
You want me to guess your weight?
Give me, well, you're the one, you know, declaring.
242.
242. You know, Brantley, you want to take a go here?
Don't put him on the spot like that.
No, he's the guest. He's cool.
You make him, no.
We're all
no,
boys. No, all it's right. All good.
It's like the carnival. I mean, minus the sideshow.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't gotten here yet.
We're waiting.
250.
Okay. You know, you're both a little south of, you know.
But yeah, I'm closer.
It's been a bad, yeah, Brantley is closer. It's been a, you know, it was a bad summer for Leon. You know, beer.
I still can't believe that's all you gave for the weathercast. All that you gave 30 seconds of bullshit.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I joked. I choked.
You choked.
And this is why I am here.
Brantley, your impressions of Leon's weather. The 30 seconds he gave.
The 30 seconds were actually really good. And, you know, the reason I wanted to do this was because I'd heard him do a weathercast a week or two ago.
With the music in the background.
With the music in the background.
Who does? What kind of idiot puts a music in the background? Do you ever do a weathercast with soft jazz emanating in the background?
Never, ever. I hear the Weather Channel's had success with that.
Any crazy weather stories where you're in the studio and a light fell down or an anchor collapsed? Something where you're like, and we're live.
How does it involve weather? An anchor collapsed?
No, I'm just saying where something went awry.
Never had an anchor collapse.
Which is good. Knock on wood.
That's a
love
good thing.
Everybody there.
That's a good thing.
kind of.
Yeah, when you're in the studio, things are usually pretty tame.
Yeah.
When you're out in the field, that's a different story.
Any good out in the field stories?
Just interesting folks that are trying to get in the background of your shot.
Right.
And I
was
say
that
or do any different kinds of things.
I was that kid. Yeah, Channel 8 in Richmond when I was younger used to always come to crew for the chicken festival. That's
and you mooned
one thing.
Them.
And I would hang out in the background behind the guy there and just make faces. And look at me now.
You do the same thing in the mirror.
Pretty much. That's how you dress in the morning. What did you do during Snovechkin last year? The snow pocket.
Don't call it Snovechkin.
It was Snovechkin. Oh, you had the power of an angry Russian.
What are you talking about? We're in the middle of central Virginia.
The snowstorm. It was like Siberia.
Why do you wear glasses?
Because I can't see.
Okay. Anyway, Snovechkin. Snow Crosby.
Would that be soft and take a
dive? By the way, well, now we got it. You know, you're a big Steeler fan, the one that we rip on all the time.
Yeah.
His tweets or whatever. He's a fake. This guy's like a fake Steeler fan.
You
it was a Redskin.
ADD radio going again.
I do. I have it bad. Okay, start over.
No, go on. Go on.
Anyway, the kid's just a maniac with his tweets and fake Steeler fan. He gets on my nerves. Anyway,
why do you pay attention? Are you obsessed? Do you secretly love him?
Maybe I secretly love him.
Are you
what
engaged
do you want?
To the wrong person? Should Stop. You be engaged
no.
to him?
No. I am engaged to the right person. I hate that guy.
I think you would make a nice couple. I
no
think
way.
You would.
I don't like him. Stop it. You're making me feel very uncomfortable. I hate that man.
I think you like him.
I don't know. I don't hate him. He gets on my nerves. Anyway.
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
A little bit.
Be
see,
you.
See, this is why we don't have nice things, Michael. This is why we can't have guests.
Yeah, because we're like an old married couple. It's unbelievable. What did I ask you, Brantley? I have no idea.
Look at you. This
yeah,
is awful.
I don't think I was paying attention.
He's pretty witty.
Nice. He can catch on around here. No one pays attention to Mike. No, it was a snowstorm. What did you do to the snowstorm?
We spent about 48 hours at a TV station without showering and really without sleeping and did lots and lots and lots of TV. And
Now, this is my first question is what in the world did you do for food?
Luckily, they did bring some food in for us, which was a good thing.
Who's they?
The management.
GM. Like, did they find cereal boxes, or are they bringing you Aberdeen Barn? What'd they do?
Oh, they were great. They brought in a cereal for us, fruit, soups, and sandwiches, and, you know.
Now, Leon, it's funny, he had a similar story.
I gotta get on this TV gig.
Leon doesn't drive.
There's laws against that.
Yeah, there's laws against it. Yeah. Anyway, he was stuck in here as well. He was snowed in.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you in here, Leon?
I slept on the floor in these luxurious accommodations for 3 days.
And what did you eat?
Well, the first day was nothing. The second day, I think I went to the vending machine. By the third day, a 3WV-er came in with his wife, and we had some nice finger foods.
Oh.
Yeah, there were some nice finger foods, and Mike's radio idol was walking around here all shoeless and stuff.
Callahan.
And
was, interviewed him, we can say Callahan. You saw the pictures.
No one should be in an enclosed area with him for 3 days.
No, I think, not to kiss ass here.
My life was on the line.
I think Brantley is the most talented person that works at that at the TV station.
He clearly is.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bold claim.
Yeah. I'm kissing ass.
He's a rising star. You know?
Yeah, I prompt over there. I turn the prompter.
So when people mess up, I can blame it on you?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they've nicknamed me the prompter boy.
Your nickname, PB.
Brantley can go on about this.
Yeah.
Will people read anything that's on the prompter? You know, we've seen Anchorman.
We have. I would like to think our people wouldn't fall into that.
You got this guy over here. You got to watch him.
I'm not writing in the prompter. Yeah. I'm just turning it.
Don't give him shit. He spins a little wheel.
Yeah. Oh. I'm like a mouse.
So you're like a monkey. So
I am a monkey.
You spin a wheel. So they can get a chimp and put him in the chair, and he can do the same job.
We've talked about this. There was one of the reporters in there, and she was inviting people out to go to a restaurant on a Sunday, and she goes, "Oh, and you can come as well, prompter boy." Did I tell you that?
You're the help.
I mean, I like it. I mean, I enjoy my work there. I have a good time. I like it.
You are the help.
What do you mean I'm the help?
No, it's like, you know, it's like the butler. You're the help.
I don't get the connection.
You don't understand?
No, I don't.
Read. You need to read.
Print is dead.
Yeah. Except for online.
It's still the same. So I read once in a while.
What do you read?
Box scores,
bad Nets. NBA magazines.
Yes.
If you have magazines at the station, never touch one after he's touched it, because it goes in bad places.
Okay, first of all, I know you didn't want to bring the discussion here, but now that you have,
what
else are you going to do? You're in there for 8 minutes. I want to read a magazine.
You don't read. There's a person, and this has been my mission for the last 3 weeks here, is to find the person that leaves the Seville in there. Okay, that's gross.
I'm against the communal magazine. Why can't I bring my own personal magazine in there or newspaper?
Because some of us, unfortunately, had to live with you. So then I would see said magazine in another common area. I don't want to think about on the long, strange ride that magazine's been on.
It wasn't in the toilet.
But it was in the vicinity.
Yeah, but it wasn't in the toilet. There's just in the same room.
There's germs and like microbial things.
You're
floating
gonna
around.
What else am I gonna do?
You go.
But I want to do
efficiency,
something else.
Michael. Efficiency.
Well, maybe I like to relax a little bit and enjoy my time.
Who the hell relaxes in the toilet?
I do. It's come on. You're just sitting there. You're relaxing. You're reading a magazine. Come on!
A day spa?
I want you to go in there. I want you to get some food that you like.
That's
a nice
disgusting. What are you? Some sort of small animal? And you're gonna defecate in the same place that
the
you
food
eat?
Is too far. But you need to go in there and relax.
No.
Maybe you're a little too uptight.
Why would you pick?
You're an uptight
room.
Crapper.
Why would you pick the one room in of any building that smells the worst?
Why do you think
spend the most amount of time there?
Why? Well, because. When it's from yourself, you don't notice.
Oh, you notice.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Why do you think they invented the iPad? It's for people that go to the bathroom and have something to read. That's why they invented it. The iPad.
Everyone who's listening to this is now dumber.
All right. Well, we should wrap this up. Brantley's got to get back to work.
He's got a real job.
There's weather to predict.
Brantley, we appreciate you coming on. Leon, your final assessment of his weather.
C-.
Hey, that's better than what I got in school. I'll take it.
Outside the Box, this is episode, what was this?
Hell of fun, though.
Episode 12. Thanks for joining us. Keep those downloads and clicks coming. We had over 100 downloads last week. That's remarkable.
International, Thailand, Canada. I still want Serbia and maybe Montenegro. I want somewhere where there's a war, some sort of conflict going on. Myanmar, I'm calling you out. Someone click there. I want to know.
You're an awful person.
That's what my mom tells me.
Outside the Box. We'll see you later.